All right, so Buckley, let me see if I can remember it.
You got angry. You got, like, visibly angry at this.
Yeah, you hated this so much you had to bring it up today, even though you didn't like it yesterday.
I think I misunderstood it.
No, it's confusing, but the Mets were trying to make a comeback in the ninth inning, so me and Buckley got to kind of hash it out as I was being pissed at the Mets yesterday while you fled and you thought this was dumb, and yet we're talking about it.
Well, again, I think I misunderstood it, so I want to give it its fair shot.
Sure.
You were saying if you could pay to save one song, mm-hmm. how much would you pay and what song? In other words, you could never listen to this song ever again?
Unless you had paid for it.
So I did get it right.
Essentially, yeah, the premise is that music is no longer available to you at your fingertips via the radio, Spotify, whatever. If you want to listen to a song, you have to pay. You have to have paid for that song.
You will never hear Key Largo again unless you pay a certain amount. By Bertie Higgins. And what is the amount that you would pay to hear your favorite song, a.k.a. something by the Carpenters?
And what did you say?
I was confused. Buck was a little higher than I. I said arguably as long as, because it was framed. We had to like hash this out because if that was one song, if I had to pay for one song, I wouldn't pay more than $20. For instance,
see, I'm with you because this is kind of why I didn't like it initially. I'm like, well, why would I pay for a song? Like, I don't care if it goes away and I never hear it again.
Your life is musicless without anything that you pay for. That's the premise.
Oh, okay. See, now that's where I misunderstood.
Yeah, like the only music you'll ever be able to hear again is music that you have paid for.
Okay, I thought you were saying pay for this song and it won't go away.
Like,
you can listen to everything
else. You can't randomly hear it. You can't show up at a bar and hear it on the jukebox.
Yeah, so I'll say, for instance, like if I were to take my favorite band, Metallica, and you say, whatever, Master of Puppets is your favorite song. How much would you pay? And I was like, not that much, because while it would bum me to never hear Master of Puppets, I still have Metallica's entire catalog.
Exactly.
But if you're saying that I never listened to Metallica another song again.
You don't have any music unless you've paid for it.
Then I would say that number ends up going up exponentially.
So now we have to pay for everything we listen to?
Yes.
Is what you're saying?
So the question is, what would be the highest paid song in your catalog that you had to have?
Okay. I see now. Mm-hmm. See, that's a better question.
Yeah.
It's a little convoluted to
Shane
get
it. Falco, so Malcho. Yeah, it's a little Malcho of us. We had to kind of sift through some stuff to get to the Falco.
That's right.
And break.
I was mildly confused as well.
All right, well, let me think about this. Because now I'm intrigued.
Yeah. And it's tough because
I can't live a musicless life.
No, but, you know, I also couldn't listen to the same 100 songs, I would go nuts.
How big would your catalog need to be?
Very big.
Very big. And so if you're paying $10 for like your song, but all of a sudden you're paying for 100 songs, dude, stuff's adding up real, real fast. I'm about to become a reader. I mean, that's one of the beauty things about music is, music is free. I mean, you hear music everywhere. Some of it, like obviously concerts and CDs and stuff and streaming, you have to pay, but music's all around us. But if music just was gone, I was never going to hear another song unless I paid for it. That's kind of a scary proposition.
It'd be weird.
And I don't know how much you could really afford to pay.
All right. We'll get to that, okay? Next, but first, Buck with SportsCenter. So I think I have one song that I would pay the most for. It's really hard to say how much I would pay. So the question is, if your music that you could listen to, you had to pay for it. Moving forward, what song would you pay the most for?
Yeah, which song would you put the most value on?
To keep around.
Maybe like a wedding. Do you have a wedding song? Like
my favorite song.
Or your fave.
I just think it's the one that I would pay the most for. I don't know how much I would pay for it, but it's Into the Mystic by Van Morrison.
Yeah.
Because I melt.
It's a great tune.
At the horns in that song.
Yeah. Zach Brown does a really nice cover of that, by the way.
Does he?
Yeah.
Or do they? Are they?
Malchow.
Shane Falco, so Malcho.
That's going to become the new... Malcho?
So what would I pay for? I don't know. I feel like... See, we're saying that we're going to be musicless unless we pay.
Yeah.
I would pay as little for as much as I could. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. Try to beef up your catalog.
Yeah.
Because I want the most songs that I could still listen to.
I'm with you. I would rather give up my 20 favorite. Let's say I got to pay $1,000 for the music for the rest of my life, right? I got to write a check and I can hear music. I would rather give up my 100 favorite songs. Or let's go with the Rolling Stone 100 greatest songs of all time, right? So Imagine, Rolling Stone, Stairway to Heaven, Yesterday, right? All the, you know, those. I would rather give up the top 100 songs of all time and listen to everything else rather than have my 100 or even 200 favorite songs. I want variety, because even my most favorite tunes, I don't even know if I could pick a favorite song. But I'll go through stretches, like Ozzy Dies. So I'm listening to a ton of Black Sabbath and a ton of Ozzy, and I've listened to that over since I was a little kid. And then I went and saw the Michael Jackson musical. And so I'm listening to a lot of Michael Jackson. And then Metallica announces that they've got a channel now coming. And so I'll guarantee I'll go on a Metallica run for a little bit. And also the music I listen to when I work out is different than the music when I'm sitting at home. And then I got songs that remind me of my kids or... You know, all that. So I'm with Rob. I would just want the biggest collection possible. And I would pay a decent chunk of change to keep music around. That would be a significant, it would be thousands of dollars that I would pay over the course of my life if it meant I could keep listening to music. A life without music would suck.
So then answered this way, which song that you listen to regularly would you least want taken away from you? Like, if you had to zero in on one that you're like, gosh, that's the one I can't live with, because obviously you don't want to just buy the one song and keep listening to that over and over again, but I think the exercise is primarily to find out which songs mean the most to you.
There is... There is a song that makes me think of my dad who passed away, and there's a song that makes me think of my wife that I passed away, and I'll keep those to myself. But when I go and visit them, I play those two songs on my way to visit them. And even now I got my little eyes. My little eyes. They choke me up. And it's weird because I don't listen to those that often, but it would bother me immensely.
My eyes are very important to me.
To not be able to hear those two songs, because those are uniquely tied to two people that I love dearly that I will never see again. So it'd be those two. And by the way, I think everyone should have that song.
Sure.
If you've lost a loved one, or even like, would have it before you lose them. Have a song that, you know, that makes you think of someone. And that's kind of the great part about music, is I think almost every person in my life has a song that means something to me that I associate with that person.
And music can take you back to a time and place when you were with that person special.
Like mine Rainbow Connection by Kermit?
You know what yours is. It might be the string.
Rob, 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 rob,
rob, rob, rob, rob, rob, rob, rob, rob, rob, rob. Isaac, that will forever be a song that when I hear Lady Gaga, I will think of you.
What's yours, Buckley? You big stud.
As far as like sentimental value, I mean, anytime I hear James Taylor something in The Way She Moves, it takes me right back to my wedding night, and so that's a really special one.
There you go.
But as far as just,
I mean, I don't care. It can touch me.
As far as overall satisfaction, anytime the first few chords of Dreams by Fleetwood Mac hit, it delivers something different. That would be very high on my list.
One that gets me that isn't one of the two, but it's like that. It'll get me is The Way You Look Tonight.
Yeah.
That's a great tune.
That's an all timer, and that makes me think of weddings.
Yeah.
That one will get me every time. And when you're at a wedding or if you're at a dance or whatever, me and the BTJ were at this. There's this. Might be the best meal experience I've ever had. There's this restaurant in PV in Puerto Vallarta, and I forget the name of it, but it sits up. It's on an old church, and it overlooks the entire city. And the bell tower is right out, and you're in the top floor, and it's open air like cathedral seating up on this church. And they have three violin players that sit there, and it's an Italian joint, and they play this beautiful violin music just while you sit and eat. And we happen to be right by the violin players. We got a table right by there, and you can tip them, and you can ask for the, you know, you like request songs or whatever. And so I was happened to be sitting right there, and I wanted to hear. It was a really romantic evening. And I wanted to hear The Way You Look Tonight. So I pulled out, you know, I pulled out a couple bucks, and I was getting ready to throw it in there, and they just launched into that song. And we stood up and started dancing, and then, like, before you know it, like, the entire restaurant all stand up was dancing, and it was really cool. And it was just one of those songs that just, when you hear it, like, you just, everyone. Like, that's a universal love song that everyone can get behind.
Yeah.
And then they played Do Me Baby.
You know what they ended with?
By Prince.
They ended with Devil Went Down to... Their last song of the evening was so strange. And they didn't sing, by the way. They were just playing violin. And the last song of the night, because we got a table, we couldn't get a reservation until late. And so they were getting ready to kind of shut it down. They were doing last call, and the violin players were like, they were like, hey, this is our last one. And they've been playing all this sweet, romantic, big, sweepy music. They played and sung The Devil Went Down to Georgia. And the lady, there was two guys and a lady. Oh, my God. Dude, she kicked the devil's ass. She went and sawed on that thing like you wouldn't believe. It was really cool to have, like, this romantic meal and then Devil Went Down to Georgia.
That'll bring the house down.
It did. It was really cool. If you're ever in PV...
In the pants.
Look up, violin playing like Italian romantic restaurant, and you'll pop up and you'll see the view and you'll be like, oh yeah, that's...
You can molest me all you want, that, and you know, whatever.
It is true. After that, you can touch
whatever. Yeah. All right, we'll wrap it up next on 105.1 The Fan.